If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday on your favorite podcast platform, as well as at WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. So what we're going to talk about today and this week, two weeks before Christmas, is this idea that really is important for us to understand. And I'm getting the idea from St. John of the Cross and his Dark Night of the Soul. And there's this reality where the Lord works in people's lives in all different ways. And one of the things that people may experience is they have this tremendous experience of God's presence in their life. And this powerful experience leads them to seek and follow Christ. But then either others may find, well, they've never had that experience, or these same people had the experience, all of a sudden go through a time where they have no experience at all, and they're not experiencing anything at all. And then in both cases, they may get discouraged, or they may say, gee, maybe God is not pleased with me or something's wrong. Well, St. John of the Cross would explain that's not true at all. But understand this within a dynamic, and we're going to look at this point several times during the week, but understand this within a dynamic. You have this experience of Christ, this very powerful experience of God's presence in your life. And you have to understand that that's with how you are feeling God's presence. However, God is more profound than just our feelings. So what St. John of the Cross taught through his Dark Night of the Soul is there comes a point, or maybe you've never had the experience, an experience of being in the presence of God. It doesn't mean you haven't been, but you haven't experienced anything that you may hear from others. And St. John of the Cross would explain that what the Lord is doing is he's leading you. If you find that either you don't have the experience or you've lost the experience, he's leading you away from experiencing God within, we could say, the material realities of our existence, and leading us to the more profound levels of our existence, which is in our spirituality and on our level of the soul. So as you can see, what many people may interpret is, oh, God doesn't speak to me, and oh, God has nothing to do with me anymore. God doesn't care. No, it is that the Lord is leading you to a more deeper and profound experience of his presence. And in that more deeper and profound experience, which you may not feel, and chances are you may not at all feel, is leading you to a position where you're not relying on feelings or experience to know of God's love for you and God's presence in the world. You're at a far deeper level of you know. And you don't need experience to tell you know that God is real, that God is alive in your life, that God loves you, and you know. You know, it would be kind of like, if I can put it this way, say, for example, you don't have to say it for example. I'm sure it's the case of everyone. You live in a house, and you're living in a house. You haven't been outside for a while, and if someone were to say to you, do you believe in the sun? And you'd say, well, of course I believe. I believe in the sun. And actually, and C.S. Lewis touches on this in a way. And actually, you wouldn't necessarily say you believe in the sun, because your level of understanding the existence of the sun, I'm talking about the ball of fire in the sky, is below, below isn't the right word, more profound than a simple level of understanding, well, I see it, therefore exist. So you would say, well, of course I believe in the sun. I may have been in this house for the past year, but that doesn't mean I don't believe the sun doesn't exist. So you see what I'm saying is that level of understanding that the sun exists is at a far more profound level than the understanding of just believing that the sun exists. And this is where the Lord is trying to lead us if we go through dry periods of prayer. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You know, I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. Now, you know that invitation is always there. That's our chanted Mass, by the way. But if you're looking for a parish to call home, and, you know, you don't go to church, you're looking for one, say, I want to start going to church, I'm looking for a place to call home. Well, I'm going to tell you this. First of all, you have the standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. Now, I understand that some people think, well, you know, if I go to that church and all, they'll require me to put something into the collection. No, not necessarily. Most important thing is that you bring your presence. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you want to experience what St. Anthony's is like, but you're not ready to contribute, here's what I want you to do. I want you to write the word radio down on a piece of paper. Well, you know, kind of like a promo code. Put the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. That way, if you feel uncomfortable, say, well, I didn't put anything in the collection. Well, you put something in the collection. And that tells us that this is, we may not know it's you, but that tells us that someone is in our congregation and wants to see if St. Anthony's is the parish where they want to call home. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Doesn't go for any other church or parish. So if you do it to anyone else, they're going to go, well, what is this? I don't know. What is this? So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134, conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Well, we're back, and we're talking about this powerful message that we've got to understand that St. John of the Cross wanted to communicate. Because it's fine if you have spiritual experiences. It's fine if you're maybe in church and suddenly you just feel God's presence there, and it's a very powerful experience. But that doesn't mean that if you don't feel God's presence, that God is ignoring you or turned his back on you. But what it often means is God is leading you to a more profound and deeper understanding of his presence. So, for example, and I talked to you about the sun on the other previous part of the program. So, he's leading you to the point where the question of whether or not you believe in God is beyond you. It's not a case of do I believe in God? And like I said before, it's literally like saying, do I believe there are stars in the sky even if I don't see them? Well, of course I do. But it's, again, he's leading you to this deeper understanding of belief. And it's not a belief, it's a knowledge. So, for example, there are people who say, I don't believe, you know, they'll say to me, I don't believe in God. Well, good for you. But my level of it knowing God's presence is deeper than a case of whether or not I believe. As a matter of fact, people will say, well, I don't believe in God and I don't believe in whatever. You know, I don't believe in fairy tales. well, wait a minute. My understanding of the presence of God is far more profound than just a simple understanding of whether or not I believe God exists, which means, you know, the atheists have this thing called the flying spaghetti monster. And they're saying, well, I believe in the flying spaghetti monster. And that's their way of saying they don't believe in God. And so they invent this thing to say, I believe in a flying spaghetti monster. But my level of belief is to the level of understanding that there are things such as black holes, even before we had physical proof of them, which we do. Yes, I understand black holes exist. Well, you've never seen black holes. Well, obviously not, because if I did, I'd be dead. But no, I haven't. But I believe they exist. And it's not a case of, yeah, I think they exist. No, it's a case of, yeah, they exist. And my belief in God is far more deeper than even that level. So this is what St. John of the Cross would say, that the Lord is leading you. If you're not having any experience of God's presence, the Lord is leading you to this deeper, more profound experience where you don't need to feel his presence. It's that your knowledge of his presence is so profound that feeling is virtually irrelevant in this. Although it's good, but it's virtually irrelevant. So we're going to be continuing this theme this week, so keep that in mind. We'll see you tomorrow. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyallston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.